This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing our Sunday morning Ion Shiurim Ksubis Daf Tzadi Dalad. The Gemara on Tzadi Dalad Amud Beis told us the story of the mother of Rami Bar Chama wrote her nechasim to Rami Bar Chama in the morning, and the evening she wrote it to Mar Ukva Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama came to Rav Sheshes gave it to Rami Bar Chama. Mar Ukva came to Rav Nachman gave it to Mar Ukva. Rav Sheshes then came to Rav Nachman. He said, "Why did you do that? Why did you give it to the second one, to Mar Ukva?" Rav Nachman responded, "Why did you, Rav Sheshes, give it to Rami Bar Chama?" Rav Sheshes responded, "Because he came first." To which Rav Nachman said, "Are we living in Yerushalayim that they write ours?" So Rav Sheshes said, "And why did you, Rav Nachman, do this?" So Rav Nachman said, "Shuda Dadaini. I did this. I was using the procedure of Shuda Dadaini. Shuda Dadaini is the procedure of we leave it to the discretion of the Dayanim." So Rav Sheshes says, "I'm also using Shuda Dadaini." So to which Rav Nachman said, "First of all, I'm a Dayan and you're not a Dayan. And secondly, that's not what your intention was. That's not why you wanted to give it to Rami Bar Chama." So the question here is, what exactly is the reason of Rav Sheshes? Why did Rav Sheshes want to give it to Rami Bar Chama? And what is Rav Nachman's response when he says, "Atu b'Yerushalayim, yasvinan dekasvinan shoyes?" Do we live in Yerushalayim that they write ours? What was the position of Rav Sheshes, and what was the response of Rav Nachman? Rav Sheshes said, "Give it to the first guy." Rav Nachman said, "Give it to the second guy, Shuda Dadaini." I pointed out on Shabbos, you know, it says in the Gemara that the mother of Rami Bar Chama wrote her nechasim to Rami Bar Chama in the morning, and in the evening she wrote it to Mar Ukva Bar Chama. Was she also the mother of Mar Ukva Bar Chama? He calls her the mother of Rami Bar Chama. It doesn't call her the mother of Mar Ukva Bar Chama. So was that a different son of Mar Ukva, but from a different wife? Anyway, I'm not sure. But we're going to learn two approaches to understand what the position of Rav Sheshes was and what was Rav Nachman's response. Number one is the Ritva. Rav Nachman said, "First of all, I'm a Dayan and Rav Sheshes is not a Dayan." If you remember, there's a Gemara in Psachim that Rav Sheshes would review his learning every 30 days. And then he would say, "I learn Chumash for myself, I learn Mishnah for myself." So he was certainly an eminent sage. What exactly does it mean he's a Dayan and Rav Sheshes is not? Says the Ritva, "Al pi reish galusa." Because Rav Nachman was appointed by the Exarch. To which the Ritva says, "Lo nehira, it would not seem to me to be correct. Rav Sheshes nami dayanu." Rav Sheshes is also a dayan. De gamir, he learned v'savir, he was seasoned in reason. V'naket reshusa, he also had permission to adjudicate. V'yesha pirshu, some explain, da ana dayana b'hai duchta. What Rav Nachman was saying is, I'm a judge in this place. Shehadin hazeh hoya b'mekaymesh Rav Nachman. This case took place in Rav Nachman's locale. And it's not appropriate for others to utilize the principle of Shuda in that place. The process of Shuda Dadaini is Hefker Bezdin. And it should not be utilized in a place where there are others who are greater than him. Or there's a set Dayan. So Rav Nachman wasn't telling Rav Sheshes, "You're not a Dayan." Rav Nachman was saying, "I am the Dayan in this location and you're not. So basically, you have no right to meddle over here." Umi uhabadi eved shaper dami. B'di'eved, it definitely would have worked for Rav Sheshes to issue a ruling. Ve'ein ikar tamay bekan lahachzer dinay b'di'eved, ela mishum iduch taina. The main reason why Rav Nachman wanted to reverse the din of Rav Sheshes is for his other reasoning. Namely, the second reasoning, Deme'ikara loy osi ala elamishum tama di'iyu kadam. The main reason he would wanted to reverse Rav Sheshes' ruling is because the main reason of Rav Sheshes is because Rav Sheshes said the other guy came first. Ah, so here we have it. Ve'edav b'chaysamav zachen lai. When Edim sign a shtar, the moment they sign the shtar, they are zoicha in the item that is mentioned in the shtar on behalf of the person who's being given to. There's a concept. Witnesses with their signature are zoicha for the recipient. It's as if they're koina the item and they thereby transfer it to the recipient. And therefore, whoever signs first will get it. So even though... So that's why Rav Sheshes wanted to give it over to the first guy. And Rav Nachman held that was a mistake. And you can't now use Shuda Dedayne. V'havalei toya b'dvar mishnah shu chayzer. This was an error in a teaching, and therefore Rav Nachman wanted to reverse it. But what was the rationale and the basis of Rav Sheshes? So the Ritva is saying, in the name of the Ra'av, v'chein pirish moiri harav halevi, b'shem achiv Rav Pinchas halevi, that the Ritva is bringing the pshat of the Ra'ah in the name of his brother, that Rav Sheshes holds Edov b'chaysam of zachinlai, the Edim are mezake and the mamain for the Baal Hashtar through their chasima. Therefore, whichever brother, whichever shtar preceded, in other words, whichever shtar came first, that person is zoicha as soon as the Edim sign on it. And we don't have to wait until the end of the day. See, normally, if you have two shtaris that go out on the same day, they're activated at the end of the day. But now we're saying, no, Edov b'chaysam of zachinlai, that with the signing of the Edim, the recipient is zoicha in this. In the Dershu book, in the Daf HaShavua booklet, they quote Rabbi Kiva Eger, who wants to prove from here that Rashi holds that Edov b'chaysam of zachinlai is effective even if it's not muchach mitoich the shtar. Even though there's no indication from inherently from within the shtar itself that it was given to the first person first, nevertheless, the reality that it was first signed for Reuven, so Reuven is koineet. So now the question is, okay, if that's Rav Sheshes' position, what is Rav Nachman's response? So we have to look back at Rashi. Well, Rav Nachman is saying back, is Rashi is Divrei Hamaschil Atu that Kivan Deloy Hikpidu B'nei Makoim Lichtoiv Shois, since they were not Makbid in that location to write the hour, Gilu Min Hagam, they're revealing that their custom is she'ein holchem achar hakoidem l'boy b'yoyim, that they don't go by which one came earlier in the day, ushneim shavim. Meaning the fact that the minhag was not to write hours, so they're being megaladas, they're demonstrating that they're not following, they're not going by the hours, but rather they're going by the end of the day. Okay, so Rav Sheshes held Eidah b'chaysam av zachinlai, and Rav Nachman is responding, well, they don't write hours. So that shows they don't want to go by which one was signed first, but it's going to be effective at the end of the day. The Rush has a different approach to this Gemara. And here it is. Okay. Ime de Rami Bar Chama b'tzafra kasvin al-nilse. Rami Bar Chama, in the morning she wrote it to Rami Bar Chama, l'urta kasvin al-marukva Bar Chama. In the evening she wrote it to Marukva. B'matnas bari. She wrote it as a gift, as a healthy person. B'shtar b'loy kinyan. Hava. And a shtar without any acquisition. The Haggah says, if there would have been a kinyan, we would have given to the one who had a kinyan first. because a kinyan is not retractable. Now, we don't know to which one was it delivered first. This would be going according to Rabbi Lezer, Edei Mesira Karti. V'loi noida lemi nimsar shtar tchila. Rami Bar Chama came to Rav Sheshes and he gave it to and Rav Sheshes gave it to him. Marukva Bar Chama came to Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman gave it to him. So Rav Sheshes came to Rav Nachman and said, why did you do this? And Rav Nachman asked Rav Sheshes, why did you do this? He said, because it came first. Listen carefully. That since it was written first to Reuven, Mestama, it was also given to Reuven. He says, Amar le, Mishum de Kodem Laksiva, Mestama, Kivan Shenechtav Tchila, Gam Nimsar Tchila. Since it was written first, it was probably given first. Kihaya Yare Me Achiv Sheikadmenu. Because he was afraid of his brother that he would precede him. Now, I'm not convinced Rashi's not learning this way. Actually, if you look in Rashi, yeah, I'm not convinced that Rashi doesn't learn this way, but this is different than the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah learned that Reb Sheshes' position is based on Edei Chasima Karti, that whichever one was signed first, it is transferred to that person. Elamai Taima Avid Mar Hachi. Okay, so basically, that was the reasoning of Reb Sheshes. Whichever one it was signed to first, it was probably given to first. To which Rav Nachman responded, Amarle, Otu Birushalayim Yasvinan, De Kasvinan Shois. Do you live in Yerushalayim that they write ours? What does that mean? V'hoil v'ein nikers man haksiva b'shtar. Since the time of the writing is not recognizable in the shtar, Loi talinon ha-mesira b'ksiva. We cannot assume that whichever one was written first was given first. So in other words, this is very interesting. According to the Rush, what Rav Nachman is saying is if they're not makbid to write ours, you cannot assume based on that that the shtar was given first. So we have two approaches to the sugya. The way the Ra'ah, quoted by the Ritva, learns is Rav Sheshes' Sfara was predicated on Eda b'chaysamav zachin lai, to which Rav Nachman says that if you don't write ours, then they're Megala Das, they're not going by when it was signed, but rather by the end of the day. And according to the Rush, is that since they don't write hours, you can't assume that the one that was written first was given first. So these are two ways Rishonim learn this Gemara. I'm sorry, what?
So it allows
you to have some
wiggle room.
The fact that you don't
place
the hour. Right. Well, after, now it's open to the opportunity that you change your mind before the end of the day. You can kind of play around with it. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, have a good day,
Michael. Baruch HaBatzlacha. All the best. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.